At least 15 people are wounded as an explosives-laden car goes off near a mosque in the Syrian city of Homs. The blast took place as worshippers were leaving the mosque. Meanwhile, Syrian military sources have denied reports that foreign-backed insurgents have taken control of Damascus International Airport. State media say some Arab news channels are trying to raise the spirit of terrorists by spreading false news. The battle over the airport has been raging for more than a week. The Syrian military says it has responded to insurgent attacks and killed more than 3,000 of them. In another development, a mortar shell fired by militants hit a building in the Mezat district of Damascus. Several civilians were injured in a previous insurgent attack in the neighborhood. Tassan al-Halabi is a political commentator, and he joins us from Damascus. Tassan al-Halabi, we are looking at what appears to be a pretext on Syria. The chemical weapons is now being used and repeated by the U.S. President Barack Obama, even Ban Ki-moon and some other government officials. In the meantime, the video surfaced on the internet of which it showed these so-called insurgents using poisonous gas. What are we to make of the maneuvering by these countries, such as the U.S.? Is this a pretext for them getting involved in Syria?
First of all, let me quote the Israeli certain officials when they said, all this campaign against Syria towards accusing Syria that have certain chemical weapons or other mass destruction weapons that can be used or might be used in certain clashes here inside Syria. It was a kind of an attempt to make deterrence to Syria, that to frighten Syria. As long as they are witnessing that those terrorist military groups are getting more and more defeats in certain areas, and all these allegations about the airport or the road to airport, they are exaggerating in their news and in their approach. Anyhow, the aim of USA towards accusing Syria of having chemical weapons, it is now the second time that would be used against Syria, while Syria didn't say in any time, never said that it has chemical weapons and it can use such chemical weapons in any Syrian territories against the terrorists. They would like to show Syria that it is vulnerable, that it is weak now. No, Syria. Concerning the airport and the road to airport, there are certain clashes on the first section of the road to the airport because there are farms and extensive trees there. The terrorists trying to use them to make certain assaults of mortar on the road to the airport. So the Syrian authorities and the Syrian army tried just to make safe the people and ask the people to go to the airport from other roads, from other marginal or narrow roads, that the airport is still working and people are traveling from the airport, but using other roads to the airport, not the main one, the autostrad one.
Okay, thank you very much, Tassan al-Halabi. We appreciate that. Political commentator there from Damascus.